You made it through the 10 most common polarities. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take you through a way of assessing and mapping where you are and where your organization is. And so the first thing you can do, and this is a powerful developmental assessment that you just do for yourself very briefly using the download that I've attached in the client center of the 10 most common polarities. And here it is. It just involves three very simple steps. First one is review all the polarities, all the different 10 main polarities. If you see others that are not listed there, there are plenty of others, go ahead and write those down too. Add those to the mix. But if you're just doing the 10, here's where it is. Step one is this. Which one do you tend to favor? Which ones do you tend to favor? So when you're looking at the polarities, you're going to look at, you know, standardize and innovate. You know, honestly, if I'm honest with myself, I'm pretty balanced in those. Like, I tend to see the need for both, and they're pretty easy for me, and I do both pretty easily. That's fine. But very often, there's going to be one you favor, even if it's just a slight favor. So if you want to disperse weights, you could do a total of 10, a weight of 10, and you do 5 on one side, 5 on the other, that's a balanced weighting. If you did 9 on one and 1 on the other, that's the imbalanced weighting. Might be 8, might be 7, might be 6. Anything over about a 7, circle that on that side, and you'll now know that's the one you tend to favor. So that's step one. Step two, go ahead and notice which ones are balanced for you. So if they're balanced, you don't really have to circle one or the other. Just notice, yeah, that one's pretty balanced in me. Yeah, when it comes to reason and passion, I'm pretty much equally balanced. Be really honest with yourself. This is not something you want to cheat yourself on. You really want to look at, in my behavior and in my deepest heart, what do I tend to prefer? We all have preferences. So just find out what those are for you. And then step three is this. For any that are favored, do an individual polarity map exercise. So this is where you can take that individual polarity map exercise I showed you in a couple of earlier videos and do this for yourself as an individual. And so you might look at it and say, you know what? I was pretty out of balance with passion and reason. And so what you're going to do is you're going to put the one you favor on the left side, and you're going to put the one you are not so fond of on the right side, and you're just going to answer those questions. Sometimes I think I'm two. At those times, I wish I were more. What I fear would happen if I do too much of the above, and what I value, too much of which leads to the condition below. Those are the four quadrant questions for individual polarity map assessment. And when you do that, you actually begin to give yourself just enough distance from your natural impulses. And when you have that distance from your natural impulses, you become a more balanced person, a more balanced leader, and you can actually then lead through complex polarities when your organization is out of balance. And it's also helpful to know that understanding polarities is one of the best ways to begin to think through strategy in an organization. Because if you know that, hey, this polarity is out of balance, your strategy, your strategic thinking, your strategy document, which I introduced you in an early module, that can be used to say, look, for a period of time, we know that innovation and standardization are essential, but we've been innovating for so long, there's fatigue, there's inefficiencies. For a period of time, we are going to prefer standardization over innovation. Even though they're both important, we're going to prefer one over the other for a period of time. We're going to do that deliberately to correct ourselves. And that's how you can do that polarity map for organizations as well. So I hope you find this as useful as I have in helping lead, manage both individual transformation and organizational transformation. Go to it, make use of this stuff, and let me know how it goes.